This is the Richardson Wireless Club repeater, K5RWK, Richardson, Texas.
KD5OUG, KA5TYW.
WA5BEN, hello?
WA5BEN, KA5TYW. Good afternoon, Larry.
Just FYI, Fort Worth reporting some rotation in the cell that's kind of heading in our general direction.
Copy that. I'm just filled up the car with gas and going to go to Lowe's for a new pair of gloves. I think I left my gloves at the hospital when we were doing our work on the repeater and the Arden node. So, yeah, I'll be ready to go.
Okay. Well, I put out a little thing earlier. I still don't see NCS designations on the calendar on Groups I.O., so I put out a little question mark about that. But it looks like high wind or winds of about 60 is about the worst thing they've seen so far.
Well, let's keep our fingers crossed.
Yay, verily. W5BN.
K5TYW.
K5TYW. KG5EIU.
KG5EIU. K5TYW. Yeah, I just called you on W5FC Charlie and Bravo.
I heard you, but, man, you were really quick. I couldn't catch you there. I had to. Was in the other room, and then by the time I got here, you were gone. So, I heard you here.
Larry, who was just on W5BEN, also has an ID5100, and he's got a D-Star, one of the D-Star handhelds, too. So, we might ought to get together and do kind of an organization planning, standardizing situation on our D-Star radios. I don't think we're using those at all. We should be.
Well, I agree. We're, lots of capability there and, high quality, too, sound. So, yeah, we can switch back over there if you want.
Okay. Your choice. Charlie or Bravo?
Make it Bravo.
US Rider Bravo, K5TYW.
This is the Richardson Wireless Club repeater, K5RWK, Richardson, Texas.
W5BN for general information. It looks like the cell that's coming in from Fort Worth is bowing out, so we may expect a bit of wind. So far, highest wind reported has been about 60 miles an hour. W5BN. And latest radar, it looks like this thing is trying to organize into an MCS, and we probably will start getting winds out of it within the next 15-20 minutes in the Richardson area. WFIBN. WFIBN, we are now under a severe thunderstorm warning. WFIBN.
Join the Richardson Wireless Club for the 2019 ARRL Field Day, June 22nd and 23rd at the Richardson Fire Training Center, EOC. For more info, email fieldday@k5rwk.org.
WFIBN information, Collin County is bringing their net up now.
This is the Richardson Wireless Club repeater, K5RWK, Richardson, Texas.
K5BN unconfirmed, repeat unconfirmed, on 8-8 mission day, we issued a tornado warning for northwestern Dallas. W5BN. K5BN now confirmed, looking at the Dallas County line, WFIBEN, do we have an alternate NCS on frequency?
WA0VYU just stepped up. Should we call on ArriesNet?
In my opinion, yes. I'm mobile, so I cannot take the net.
Okay, I'll start one up in a second here. Just want to check Scott's message first.
I just heard Weather Service. I'll give you a second. But Weather Service just announced the area around basically Loop 12, it sounds like. I'll look at my radar here in a minute.
Kind of mine, and something might come through here, so just a second, let me start one up. I hope Scott's listening.
We'll do that. I'll ring his phone.
Let me try from here. This is station WA0, Victor Yankee Uniform. Races number 301, going to bring up a storm spotting net with Aries in conjunction with the City of Richardson and the National Weather Service. This net is going to operate on K5RWK. We'll try to operate as an Aries net so all stations can check in. Racing stations, please check in with your unit number as well. And I also would like to have your locations if possible. Major Cross Street if you have it, USNG coordinate if you don't. We're looking, there's a tornado warning out there over to the west of us, might be coming this way. So we're looking for strong winds, we're looking for hail, that kind of stuff. Any check-ins for the net, WA0VYU.
Whiskey, for 5, Tango, Echo, Tango, unit number 337, Coit and Arapaho, USNG. 0545.
Technology WA5TET, thank you very much. Like I said, keep an eye open. Mostly we think the storm's going to be coming in from the west, but it's important for everybody to watch around. So, again, the biggest thing that we'll be looking for are strong winds, possibly circular tornado activity. Hail will be the next indicator after that. And so those are things to watch for. Any other stations, come WA0 Victor Yankee Uniform.
November, X-ray 5 Romeo, number 340 at Hillcrest and Campbell.
Kilo Charlie 5, Papa Whiskey November, unit number 338.
Okay, I also acknowledge NX5R and KC5PWN. Appreciate your eyes.
Kilo Golf 5, Romeo Quebec Zulu, unit number 306, USNG 1050. Major Cross Street would be Custer and Lexington.
Acknowledge KZ5RQZ. Let's stand by WA5BEN. You back yet, Larry?
WA5BEN, I'm here. I'm going mobile and headed west.
Okay, had you heard from, had you been able to reach Scott on the phone?
Negative. I think I got his office phone, and I don't have his mobile program, apparently.
Okay, no major problem, folks. He's usually listening to the net here. This is mostly for information. We're looking to get the weather spotting out there so we can, so if something comes in, we'll talk about it here. He'll hear it that way. I'll check with him on text on here. Any other stations for check-in first? Again, this is an Aries net, so we're thinking any stations, though, Racy stations with your number, that helps out. WA0VYU.
Kilo Delta 5, Oscar Uniform Golf.
322 en route to my station at Creighton Beltline.
Good, Doug. KD5OUG. I was hoping you were in there, and that'd be a good spotting location. So, like I said, things are coming in from the west and maybe from the southwest. So that's everything we can get along the west side here is going to be important. Appreciate it.
KD5BN 316.
Go ahead, Larry.
Advise, I have contact with Weather Service on 88. There is no 88 net up at this time.
Okay, very good. Appreciate knowing that. We just got a request to activate RACES, so we're going to switch it over to a RACES net at this point. I don't have the codes right offhand for the repeater. N5UH, Philip, do you happen to have the codes with you?
Roger, I can look them up. Give me a few minutes.
Okay, just come back when you're ready. Then we'll set up the repeater in net mode. So again, so we've now transitioned over to be a RACES net. That usually means that this net is restricted to RACES members' use. All others are usually requested to step aside. However, if you have something that's severe weather, please come in with the call sign break followed by your call with the pro sign break followed by your call sign. We'll acknowledge you and take your report. You'll need a location when that happens, but that's a good way to appreciate all the help we can get from everybody. Any other RACES check-ins? This is WA0 Victor Yankee Uniform.
Net in progress.
Thank you very much. Also note, folks, I'm listening to the Collin County net, Aries net running on a 1-8 machine. They're getting check-ins up there. So far, no activity that I heard up there, but keep an eye open, folks. One good thing also is I think we started up our Aries net about 10 minutes before the RACES activation came up. So we beat that, folks. We're keeping our eyes open. Any other check-ins for the RACES storm spotting net? WA0 Victor Yankee Uniform.
Kilo Alpha 5 Tango Yankee Whiskey, Unit 333, Mobile.
Now it's KA5TYW. You heading up to the hospital there, Paul?
Negative. I'm headed to the QTH first to get all my gear. To the hospital.
Oh, no problem with that. That's fine. Very good. Okay, well, appreciate you getting there. Just kind of listen up when you get to the QTH first there, just in case something changes. But we'll be mentioning things on here.
333.
I do have one request for the net. Everybody that's over here on the west side, that those are the numbers like 05 and 10 type, mostly the 05 numbers. If you get the wind gust coming through, please go ahead and sing that out, even if it's not a minimum criteria. That lets us know the storm's coming. WA0VYU.
A5YJ.
E5YTA, Roger. Got you there. Where about you located?
I'm a floor grapple at my QTH. I just want to let you know that I'm on the other RACES net, Dallas. And Weather Service said that their main area of concern right now is I-35 just north of Loop 12. And it's heading east, northeast. But I want to let you know. K5YTA, unit number 327.
Okay, folks. Everybody, keep an eye open there to the southwest. And that's what's important. Any other check-ins? WA0 Victor Yankee Uniform.
333.
Head, Paul.
I hear Richardson sirens.
Okay, well, let's keep an eye open just in case something comes our way. They expect it to be if they're blowing the siren.
316.
Go ahead, Larry.
You have a confirmed wall cloud 635-35 moving in our direction. I can see rotation on radar in that area, so we have something to really look out for.
Okay. Philip, N5UH, can you take over the net for just a minute or two?
Roger, roger.
Okay, WA0VYU QRT for about 1 minute.
QG5P304, has the net been activated?
Roger, 304, we're in a Racy's net.
WA0VYU back. Philip, you want to hold and keep going the net. I'll take the check-ins if you can run the rest of the net there.
Roger.
333.
Go ahead, Paul.
Who's at the EOC?
I'm not sure if we have anyone at the EOC. I wasn't aware of it when I checked in. Anyone at EOC?
316.
Go ahead, 316.
As few people as we have out today, I would suggest a secondary worry about the EOC.
You get that, Paul? Apparently no one's at EOC, and we don't have enough people to cover it at this point.
Good copy. Thank you, Larry.
Control, this is 301.
301, go ahead.
I appreciate the help there, Philip. I got the KG5P, AE5KM, and KM5VZ written on the log, so they're in there. I'm going to be walking in and out. It might be on my handy talkie because I got to be able to get to where I can see the stuff coming in along with Doug. So, if keeping that going there, but you know we're expecting some bad stuff. So, I'm gonna be between this base rig and my mobile.
Okay, Roger. I'm mobile. I'm not logging except on a pen and paper.
Okay, well, that's good. No big deal. Appreciate the help, because like I said, I'm getting rust of them. So anybody comes after Bill there, after 307, I'll just have to collect them later on. But I'm just going to be in and out. That's why I just want to let you know where I am.
Roger that.
Controls is 301.
301, go ahead.
Hey, this location looks like we're just starting to get the gusts coming through and just a real light rain. Clouds are looking okay, no circulation. Doug should be able to give a verification. He's got about the same location, WA0VYU.
KD5OUG, confirm that. The rain is just beginning to hit this location.
Received, Doug.
A5YK in net control.
Station calling, go ahead.
Kilo Echo 5, Yankee Tango Alpha. Unit number 327, just want to let you know that the weather service has, the tornado warning has expired. As of 4 p.m., the rotation associated with the storm has weakened and no longer appears capable of producing a tornado. Therefore, it will be allowed to expire. However, gusty winds and heavy rain are still possible, so I just wanted to fill you in on that. KE5YTA.
KE5YTA, thank you for the information, sir.
KD5OUG 322, Dallas sirens are sounding.
Receive 322, Dallas sirens are sounding.
316.
Go ahead, 316.
I'm about George Bush and Waterview. We still have strong inflow heading into that storm. And looking at radar, it looks like we're getting ready to get a pretty good wind shift here.
Go ahead.
Yeah, I'm at location 1045.
There appears to be some rotation. At least that's what it looks like when they trained us. And also we're starting to get a little bit of rain here at my location, 1045. But there's a ominous looking wall cloud, if I'm identifying this correctly. Back to net 304.
I'm sorry, can you give me a cross street? I'm not great with USNG. 1045, can you give me a cross street?
Roger, cross street is Bowser and Centennial. Bowser and Centennial.
Can any station confirm 1045, Bowser and Centennial, rotation, possible rotation?
316, direction and distance from his location?
Well, it's difficult to tell the difference, distance, but the location would be southwest, toward the southwest. It's almost overhead now where I am, but it'd be difficult to tell distance, so I'm not even going to try. 304.
E5 to M.
Station calling, go ahead.
Yeah, this is AE5KM 303. I think I can get eyes on that if you give me a minute to walk to the other side of the parking garage.
Okay, we'll stand by for your report. Thank you.
AE5YK 327 in net control.
Go ahead.
Yeah, one of the stations requesting if somebody can verify that rotating wall cloud you're talking about. He's talking about it, so... once it's confirmed or not confirmed, could you let me know so I can report back to Weather Service, please?
I apologize. I'm having trouble hearing over the rain in the car. Can you repeat back you wanted verification of the rotation?
That is true. Once you somebody can verify it, I can report back to Weather Service on the other frequency there. So I'll just stand by and see if anybody can verify that there is rotation.
Roger. AE5KM is going to verify that in just a moment.
AE5KM.
Go ahead, AE5KM.
Yeah, I can't get good eyes on it. Building's in the way. I can see there's just kind of a lowering over in that direction, but I can't get a good look at it. So I can't verify at this point.
KE5 GDB.
KE5 GDB, go ahead.
Hey, I saw something that was a little intimidating, some leading edge rotation, but nothing as crazy as what the report described. I'm at the UT Dallas campus.
304.
304, go ahead.
Okay, the rain has started up, and all I see is clouds, so I see no more rotation or anything ominous other than just the rain clouds.
Yeah, but it concerns me that the rain would hide any rotation that might have been showing there. Are there any other stations close to that location who are maybe further out that can see that cloud at all?
Controls is 301.
Go ahead, 301.
Let me direct one. Chet, let's see, AD5DM, can you spot anything over to your southwest? This is WA0VYU in the net.
I don't have visibility that far.
Okay, he was the best bet of everybody in the check-ins to be able to spot anything out there, so we don't have a comment. But I guess, like I said, Scott's hearing this stuff. The Weather Service, by the way, has, like Larry said, they discontinued the tornado warning. However, keep your eyes open because let's let this storm go through before we close down. Keep tracking you folks. So far, we're still just getting rain and just even a little bit of wind, not very much wind at this location. WA0VYU.
Kilo Golf 5, Oscar Charlie Golf.
Station calling, go ahead.
Downline, just reporting. High wind, strong rain. Might have been able to see something a little thin, but those clouds quickly blew by. It's raining pretty.
Station calling, your signal is breaking up. I couldn't get your, I'd need your location, please.
Addison off of Beltline.
Net in progress.
You said rain and high winds, please?
Correct. Very high winds, strong rain. It's intermittent. I thought I was seeing some rotation, but cannot confirm. Rain is too heavy.
Roger, received.
Controls is 301.
Go ahead, 301.
If you like, I can take the net now at this point. I think I'll be at my at the same location for a while here. I can take control of the net.
Okay, passing control back to you, 301. This is N5UH.
Okay, thank you, Philip, because it gave me a chance to go running around outside, take a look around, and try to spot some of the stuff. I saw some of the scud going through, and yeah, that can fool people into thinking that maybe there's rotation. But then I'm not the person to really make a good judge on that. I've already done enough bum judgments in my life. I don't need any more. So I do appreciate the reports, folks. This is Station WA0 Victor Yankee Uniform. We're with the Richardson Storm Spotting Net. I think we're going to be keeping the net open for about another half hour, folks, while this storm blows through. But keep your eye open. Most of it's coming from the west. High winds and hail are the most important things. Circulation, of course, is in there, but I think that's dropped out. And let us know when the storm front either goes all the way through you or when you think it's passed so that we can tell what's going on. WA0VYU. Thank you.
KD5OUG.
Go ahead, Doug.
Okay, at Clayton Beltline, the wind has dried down. The trees are barely moving. Visibility is about a quarter mile.
Very good. That's about what I'm getting here, and you've got more view than I do, so I appreciate that there. We still got the rest of the Richardson to go through, so keep an eye open if anything develops behind us.
304.
Go ahead.
That's what I'm getting here. Same report as you just heard at my location, 304.
Okay, thank you, Mike. Mike.
I'm also monitoring the Dallas repeater, and it's pretty quiet there. Nobody in Dallas is reporting minimal criteria.
Yeah, I understand. I'm glad to see somebody's listening to Dallas there. I'm still listening to Plano. Like I said, I think we're not going to get much, but we better keep our eyes open. We don't want to get surprised, so thank you, folks.
327.
Go ahead, Roger.
All right, I'm at control for Dallas right now, and it is real quiet. So if anything comes up, I'll be sure to let you know. I'm still monitoring on my handheld here. So if anything comes up, I'll be passing on to you.
Good, appreciate that, Roger. WA0VYU. From Roger to another.
Copy that, KE5YKA, unit 227.
316.
Larry?
Just out of curiosity, anybody else looking at radar?
I've been watching it. I don't know about anybody else.
The last scan shows pretty good decrease in intensity, but we've got a fairly strong cell out just to our southwest. I'm starting to get fairly decent rain up here at essentially Waterview and George Bush.
Roger, that's kind of why I was going to try to hold the net open for about a half hour to make sure let this stuff pass us. This is WA0VYU with Richardson Weather Spotting Net. Just a little information. We're going to hold the net open for about half hour till some of these storms that might be developing a little bit west of us pass by. So keep an eye open, but we think the bad stuff is by us. Still, the most important thing to watch for. Watch for hail. That's usually a sign if there's something bad nearby. High winds, of course, and circulation. WA0VYU. Go ahead, Larry.
Now, just FYI, the cell that's over the eastern part of Richardson is showing a little bit of rotation, nothing real serious, but it might be a good idea to keep eyes east. It's moving toward the Wiley area.
Okay, that could have been the stuff that Mike saw a little while ago. Wasn't threatening us, but that's why, one thing we did learn is that Rowlett and those actually listens to our frequencies when there's a storm spotting, so we're giving them information too. That's good news, Larry. Thank you. WA0VYU.
It's Kilo Mike 5 Richardson.
Good to give you feedback. I got a spot. I'm just staring at the sky.
KM5VZ, you go first, please.
Yeah, I want to confirm that cell that was moving. We had an eye from it from the southeast and looking at it, and it definitely had a very light rotation. It wasn't speeding up. It was just a little bit of rotation as it was moving west or moving east. Kilo Mike 5 Victor Zulu.
Okay, thank you for the info. And just for Scott who's listening, this location here, which is near 0545, we just picked up a little bit more rain and wind. That's probably that part of the storm that Larry said in radar was coming our way. Let's see, there was another station in there on the double. Will you come back? Say something about the location. Please come back to WA0VYU.
This is KI5CUA. You mentioned SACSI spotters. I was just letting you know I'm over here on the sky. But thanks for your concern about us and sex. Anyways, back to net.
Okay, give me your call again, please. It's Kilo India 5 what?
KI5CYA, Kilo India 5, Charlie Yankee Alpha.
Okay, CYA is easier to get. I just want to make sure I have it for the log. We're glad that our reports are useful somewhere else, even if they're not that good here. WA0VYU.
304.
Go ahead, Mike.
Yes, I'm looking at the radar here, the National Weather Service radar. And the front appears to be about at 75 and the Collin County line. That's the main part of the front, according to the NWS radar.
Yeah, I understand. Yeah, we've been watching our radar here. It's eyes on the ground are what's most important. You know, like your report there, you probably a little bit of rotation that we saw further east is developing. So the people over there and to the east of us are really appreciative of that. Keep your eyes going, folks. The second storm looks like it's getting ready to hit there, but it won't have anywhere near as much wind, at least we hope. WA0VYU.
KD5OUG.
Go ahead, Doug.
This is the wind report. The clouds are moving from the northwest, and the wind is coming in from the northwest, not the southwest like it was a little while ago. And visibility is about half a mile.
Okay, thank you. Good information.
16.
Go ahead, Larry.
The leading edge of the storm is over around 2050 and south of there. I'm moving back in that direction from Waterview and George Bush.
Okay, that'll be fine. Yeah, I guess we've got Chet up there for the stuff in that area, so we'll be have somebody at least have some eyes on it. It'd be good to get a couple more. E5KM, what do you spot right now? WA0VYU.
Don't see anything but rain at this point in time. I had to get a look off to the east. My visibility is only about a mile and a half here, though, because I couldn't see anything. There was a lot of leading edge scud and stuff like that, but after that, it's been pretty clear at E5KM.
Okay, that's good to know. Well, I think, like I said, the second part of the storm may have hit here about 3 minutes ago, so you may see something build up in about 10 minutes from the southwest or the northwest, because Doug says it's coming from a different direction.
Hey, I'm 5COA. Just want to make a quick report over here in Sachse.
Yeah, let us know what's going on there.
Just want to let you know the front came through, and it's just followed by heavy rain. Nothing the norm other than this heavy rain, but it looks pretty good so far. I'll keep an eye on it. KI5COA.
Okay, thank you. And just to help you out a little bit, too, the two fronts that came through here were basically mostly just in the rain and the wind area, and they quieted down within a few seconds. Not like last week, Sunday, where it blew for about 15 minutes continuous, and I didn't know how bad it was until I got done.
Yes, sir. Well, what you shared, it seems like what's happened as well. Right now, just more heavy rain and nothing too significant, but it did look threatening. I actually had neighbors very concerned. Thanks, Dave. Back to net. Thanks so much. KFICYA.
333 GDB.
Okay, got two of them there. Paul, go first.
On site at the hospital, 1050 K5TYW.
Very good. Have you had a chance to look around and what's the weather like there?
Scud to the southwest, clear to the west, rain half an inch an hour, no wind.
Okay, very good. Thank you for the report there. Okay, Andrew, go next.
At the intersection of Waterview and Campbell, I've got a 3-inch live oak branch that's down and looks to be fresh from this storm. It's a little too green to be from last week.
Okay, you said Waterview and Campbell?
That is correct, and I'm also estimating winds in this area to be probably about 45 or 50. Should be over in Paul's neck of the woods very soon.
Okay, that's quite a bit more we got here. I'm going to text Scott with the branch down, and so stand by just a little bit, WA0VYU. I'm going to step away from the radio for about a minute while I listen to some things on the weather. I'll be back just a second. WA0VYU, QRX for a little bit. Okay, it's WA0VYU back on the net for net control. We just had an extra gust that came through, and I wanted to make sure I could see if it was going to sustain itself, but it didn't. So nothing at the moment. WA0VYU, any weather reports for hail or anything like that?
Net in progress.
805 Golf, November, Oscar.
Station, come again, please.
Kilo 5 Golf, November, Oscar.
Okay, K5NGO, please go ahead.
K5GNO. just checking if there's currently a net on this station, or this repeater.
Yes, we've got a Racy's net running, so if you have something that's weather-related, we'd appreciate your report. Otherwise, please listen up, and we'll see what we can do.
316.
Ahead, Larry.
Getting pretty intense rain, George Bush and Renner. Traffic on the expressway is down to about 50.
Okay, there definitely is some small parts of the area here that are pretty heavy, so let's keep an eye open on it. Still got about 15 more minutes at least before holding that open. So appreciate knowing any reports. Limbs down, those are probably the important things to watch for. Flooding's the next one, though. That's not quite as critical. Of course, we've always got, if you had hail or strong winds, please sing out. WA0VYU.
KD5OUG.
Go ahead, Doug.
KD5OUG, Coyton Beltline, looking straight south. About 2 miles, I can see buildings, so the rain has slacked off that much. Visibility, 2 miles.
Okay, very good. Appreciate the report, Doug. It kind of looks what I'm seeing on radar. Those of us over here in the southwest corner of the city, are probably right at the edge of it. The storm's still moving to the general west, or moving east, northeast. So we're probably seeing the end of it, but there's still a bunch of the city that's getting stuff, so let's keep our eyes open, folks, and with a little luck, this will be finishing up pretty soon. WA0VYU. Go ahead, Larry.
Advised lights at Renner and Telecom Parkway just went on flash.
Okay, lights at Renner and Telecom Parkway. That's kind of like in the upper middle part of the city, if I remember correct.
It's going to be between Shiloh and Garland Avenue / Rosarios.
Oh, okay, it's way up near the panhandle. Okay, my apologies, I got that. This is a WA0VYU question to the net. Does anybody have severe weather conditions in the area? That means heavy rain or high wind going on right now inside the city of Richardson. WA0VYU.
KC5RU.
I heard a weak station there. I thought it was KC5RU. Come again, please.
Kilo Golf 5. Uniform.
Okay, I got Kilo Golf 5, uniform. Do you have a report?
I was just reporting rain in Richardson in the panhandle, but the winds are calm now.
Oh, okay, I'll take the report there. Appreciate it. Thanks. Same. Stand by a little bit in the net. I got to send a message to Scott, WA0VYU. WA0VYU, net control for the Richardson Storm Spotting Net. Just a little bit of info for the net. I'm in communication with Scott. We're trying to check to see if this is a good time to close down. One thing I will say is I want to say thanks a lot for doing a good job of scrambling. Boy, we were able to get out there and get some spotters with some information before they activated us as racies, so I think that was a good job. We also gave a lot of good information to them for the weather and as far and also for those places to the east of us that could use some information. So did a good job. Thanks. Thank you, folks. And after the storm's over and the net's over, I'll go out and see if my antenna's still up. I had to move that thing this morning, and I just barely got it up before everything hit, so I'll have to see if it's still up there. WA0VYU.
Net in progress.
304, Roger.
Go ahead, Mike.
We still have our train that's scheduled tonight at 2000. Is that correct?
Yes, I'd like to go ahead and do the check-ins on RWK here. So everybody who's listening, if you want to just hang around RWK, that'll be good for that. Otherwise, I'm going to make one or two calls on W5FC just to make sure I pull people over, because that's normally what happens on Sunday. But I didn't realize they weren't going to hold a net until just a few hours ago. I'm usually the last person to know. I'm surprised I knew that soon. But, yeah, we'll hold a short training net just for the purposes of check-ins.
Okay, and also for the benefit of us rookies, I have some comments and maybe some suggestions, because this was a really good learning experience for me personally.
Okay, comments to do during when we do the check-ins at the net time?
Correct, yes, the regular net time.
Okay, that'll be good, appreciate that. This is WA0VYU, net control for the Richardson Storm Spotting Net. just got confirmation with Scott that yes, we'll go ahead and stand down for now. As always, please just keep your eyes open as a regular citizen ham operator in Aries, but we don't need a formal net right now. I want to say thank you very much. The city of Richardson wants to thank you all for your service, and we'd like to thank the Richardson Wireless Club for being able to use your repeater for these purposes. Philip, will you be able to help me by turning the repeater back to normal mode afterwards?
Roger. I can do that.
Okay, very good. So with that, we're going to go ahead and close the net here at 4:45. And once again, your reports were all very valuable to the city of Richardson and to some of our surrounding communities. I heard the Plano net closed down about 10 minutes ago, so there's nothing wrong with that. We're in good shape. Catch you all, or those of you who want to make it tonight for the check-ins on the net, 8 o'clock. WA0VYU 73, and thank you. Philip, please set the repeater back to normal use.
T5YK to W5. Roger.
T5YTA, go ahead.
I'll let you know there is no Racy's training in Dallas tonight because of Father's Day. At least this is on my schedule, so there's no Racy's training tonight for Father's Day.
As I came to understand that, we're just going to hold a little check-in anyhow because I got the notice so late, but that's all right. That's me for not paying much attention on things. WA0VYU. Thanks a lot, Roger.
No worries, Roger. Thank you. KE5YTA, unit number 327.
N5UH, resetting the repeater.
1-6.
This repeater is returned to normal operation.
WA5BN, Roger.
J5BEN, WA0VYU, what's your question?
Doesn't concern us directly, but I just advised Garland that it looks like they probably need to monitor the gates on Campbell Road because we've got water over the road and just about to get over the bridge.
Okay, that was a good thing to do there. Very good. I'm going to go look see how my antenna is checked out. I had to move it. One reason I had a lower signal probably in the last year is that the tree grew around it. So I moved it to a little more open spot, and I just gotten the coax and stuff up and sealed before the weather hit. So I got to go see if everything's still standing. WA0VYU. Thanks a lot, Larry. Appreciate your help.
WA5BN Mobile. Off and clear.